Shalom to all. So we're going to have a quick recap of Parshas Mishpatim. We are taught many new mitzvahs in this parsha, and we're going to try to keep to the order that they're listed in the parsha, save for a few circumstances. So first we talk about Jewish slaves. If one stolen could not pay back, he's sold for a maximum of 6 years up until Shemitah. His master cares for his wife and children if he has. He may be given a non-Jewish maidservant for the purpose of producing children for his master. If he chooses to stay with his master after the 6 years, he gets his ear pierced as a reminder that he shouldn't have taken a Jewish master for himself when Hashem is really his master. He works until Yovel. A father may sell his daughter under 12 years of age as a maidservant. Her master or his son may marry her. If they choose not to, she can either redeem herself, go free after 6 years, or if she brings a sign of maturity, whichever comes first. The following people are liable to receive the death penalty: one that commits murder, wounds his father or mother, or curses them, kidnaps someone and sells him. Later on in the parsha, we're going to learn that one who lies with an animal is also chayav misa, as is one who practices sorcery. One that kills a tunneling thief isn't liable unless he knows the thief would not have killed him. One that sacrifices for avodah zarah is also chayav misa. There are five payments that one might have to pay for damaging their fellow, known as nezek, tsar, ripoy, sheves, and baishas. Nezek is if he caused damage to the person, which lowered his market value. Tsar is pain caused to the injured. Ripoy is the medical bills. Sheves is making up for the wages lost because he was on bed rest. And baishas is if he was embarrassed in the incident. If an animal kills a human, the animal is put to death, and the owner might even have to pay if this animal is known to be a mu'ad. However, if an animal kills another animal or causes damage to property, then the animal isn't put to death and the owner has to pay money. If one steals a sheep or an ox and sold it or shechted it, he pays five oxen in place of that one or four sheep in place of the one that he stole. If one's fire damages someone's property, the fire owner has to pay. We learn of the halachas of shomrim, guardians. There are four main categories: shomer chinam, a shomer doing his job for free; shomer sachar, someone who gets paid for doing his job; shoyel, someone who borrows something; and a soicher, someone that's renting an object. Each one has a different set of rules regarding any mishap that might happen, such as if the animal being watched dies, is stolen, or gets torn apart by wild animals. A man must marry a virgin that he seduced. Unless the father doesn't allow it, then he has to pay 50 shkalim. We are then exhorted to show extra compassion to widows and orphans, or else. In regards to lending money, we're instructed to lend a poor Jew from our city first, don't lend with interest, or take a collateral at a time when he needs to use it. Give bikurim, truma, and maaser in the proper order. Don't do the following: accept a false report or witness, accept bribes, favor a poor person in judgment, or mistreat or oppress gerim. 6 years you're supposed to work the land, and the seventh is Shemitah, the land lies fallow. You must keep Shabbos during Shemitah, and don't forget about Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Don't forget to bring Bikurim during Shemitah, and when it comes to meat and milk, don't eat, benefit from, or even cook them together. We're cautioned that an angel will lead us along the way, and we must heed to all the commandments. If we listen, Hashem will perform wonderful things for us, such as poison shooting flying insects. We will not have any more barren women or miscarriages. Our enemies will flee, and we're going to populate the land. However, we must take care not to make a treaty with idol worshippers, and they mustn't live in our land. The parsha concludes with a missing piece of Matan Torah. Moshe ascends Har Sinai after Matan Torah into the fog and cloud to receive the Luchos, and remains there for 40 days. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.